The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 10, Santa Fe.
You're on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here, regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the rusty HMS Crumpet, transporting useless tat across the globe. Yes, you may think I'm just a good-for-nothing radio presenter, but I was also once a globe-trotting vagabond. And you know, we had this job, this time in the Great Lakes, around 87 or something like that. We had made our way up through the St. Lawrence Seaway through the fantastic lakes of Ontario, Erie, Huron, and Michigan, until we reached Chicago. We had been delivering wind to the city, collected from the Huron City Museum of Wind, as Chicago had been losing its reputation of late. Anyway, our ship needed repairs, as it often did, and I was left twiddling my thumbs beneath the skyscrapers of the now-restored Windy City. And as happened many a time between voyages, it got me thinking of being under the command of Captain Billy Rubin and his two-bit operation. I wondered if it was really the life for me. If I didn't do something soon, then life on the ocean waves may be the only life for me. Was this the universe's plan? You see, when younger, I'd had a hankering for the stars and show business. Why, I'd even tried college for broadcasting, but things hadn't gone so well, and well, the Merchant Navy had been my landing spot. Would this be all there ever will be? Or something like that? As I wandered around the theater district of Chicago looking for hope and inspiration, I spied a poster. A poster for a circus. And not only that, a poster looking for people to join Benny Hoover's traveling circus. My heart picked up a pace. Oh boy, I'd still be traveling, but well, this time with an audience and the thrill of the greasy paint and big tops. No thought was needed. I was off to find Benny. But to my dismay, the traveling circus I was going to run away and join had already left. I discovered that the circus was headed for Santa Fe. I ran to the bus station, checked the timetables, and luck turned my way as a Greyhound was due to leave down Route 66 all the way to Santa Fe. On the spur of the moment, I purchased my ticket, sat on the bus, and thought of what I would be. Maybe an acrobat? Perhaps a fire eater, or even one of the clowns making the little ones laugh while harboring a deep sadness behind the red nose and makeup. And as we wound through St. Louis, down to Missouri, and by the way, Oklahoma City isn't that pretty. A fellow passenger, a corgi by the name of Simon, sat next to me. Oh, he was a talkative little soul. I tried my best to be polite, but as people got on and off the bus, I began to notice the tone of his comments. See, a large Latina woman boarded, and he muttered something about tacos and being lazy, while his comments about an Oriental man included references to chicken fried rice and tiny genitalia. I questioned his xenophobic responses, and I asked him to shut up, but then he turned on me, calling me a pasty-skinned pinko and that I should go back to where I came from. Well, incensed, I had no answers other than to kick him off my seat, at which point he bit my ankle and a fight ensued. And as I rolled in the aisle with his horrible little mutt, I wondered how on earth my life had come to this moment. And we got thrown off the bus, still a long way from Santa Fe. I realized that Simon could come in helpful while trying to hitchhike, as long as he kept his mouth shut. I promised him sausages if he looked cute, and he agreed, apologizing for his attitude and blaming it on his royal bloodline. We eventually found a ride, and Simon kept quiet until we finally arrived in Santa Fe. However, Santa Fe was damn well shut for the weekend, and Benny Hoover's traveling circus, long gone. How would I ever know if I was suited to the circus? How would I find out if I could swing from the high trapeze or juggle flaming swords or swallow a clown? Was hauling junk across the seas all I would ever find out I was good for? We sat on that deserted street of Santa Fe. I looked along the long, empty street as if I were staring into a long and empty future. Well, anyway, the pair of us hitched back to Chicago. Unfortunately, not without incident this time, as I booted Simon into Lake Michigan after his outrageous comments about a letterbox to a young woman in a burqa. I made my way back to the HMS Crumpet. And maybe my life would be forever making plans to chase the circus across the globe, only to find that it had already left. But that spark from seeing the poster, that remained. And as we set sail from Chicago, bound for wherever this particular circus took me, that spark would still be searing into me until I found a way to assuage that fire within. Always keep chasing those cotton candy dreams, people, no matter how many dissolve into a sticky mess in the rain. Oh, and corgis? Yeah, you've been warned. This is Tom Babajowski bringing the world to your doorstep. Radio, anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley and Christopher Dargage. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.